Greetings, my new Bethlehem Church family. It is good to be in the house of the Lord just one more time. We thank God for Jesus and just allowing us to be able to lift up his holy name. I want to say happy Easter or a happy resurrection to Sunday to everyone who's watching this morning, to our pastor, Pastor T. Jefferson Rogers, to our youth director, Sister Shirley Evans, and to our youth advisors, to our teachers, and to our parents, and most of all to our youth department. Today we're going to be presenting to you our Easter drama entitled For God So Loved the World. And so we want you to be able to just sit back and enjoy this drama. For those of you who do not know, normally we do this live and in person, but because of COVID-19, we're not able to do that, so we had to do it virtually. Our youth department came together. They worked hard entirely to try and pull us together so that we could do this virtual broadcast. Our youth, they probably made some mistakes. I don't know. I haven't had an opportunity to watch it, but we ask that you continue to pray for our youth. Continue to encourage them. We as adults, we make mistakes. We know that our children make mistakes as well. But our children, we thank God for those that had the courage to be a part of our Easter drama, for those who came out, who were dedicated to learn their parts, for those who partook in this Easter drama. And we pray that this drama be a blessing to you and to your family. And we ask that you just continue to pray for them. Before we turn you over to our youth, first of all, we want to thank those who are involved. We want to thank our media ministry, especially Brother Max Shan. We want to thank God for our security. Brother McLean, who came out and was here to watch over our children. We thank God for Sister Shirley Evans and Sister Cynthia Boom, who put this drama together. We thank God for our parents, and we thank God for our youth, those who participated and those who had desire to participate, but they didn't have the opportunity. But we thank God for you, and we just pray that you just continue to encourage them, continue to lift our youth up, because it takes courage to stand before a camera. It takes courage to get up in front of the church with a microphone, and we thank God for them. And we just pray that this be a blessing to you and your family, and we just thank you for those who are watching, dialing to watch this broadcast this morning and continue to watch this drama. And we ask that this drama be a blessing to you, and we ask that it paint a picture and a message that we intend for it to do. And we thank God for you all. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. God, please bless bless our pastor in the Easter drama. Amen.
Good morning. My name is Talicia Myers, and I'll be reading Acts chapter 1, verses 7 through 11. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the season, which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is to come upon you, and ye shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem, and in Judah, and in Samaria, and into the uttermost part of earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And when they looked steadfast towards heaven as they went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, they said, ye gazing up unto heaven, the same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. According to Hebrews 12:1, one day we will meet Mary, who birthed Jesus into this world. The angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a maiden engaged to a man named Joseph of the family of David, and the virgin's name was Mary.
Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. He shall reign over the house of Jacob and over his kingdom, and there shall be no end.
How can it be? I know not a man.
The Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow you, and that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. For with God nothing is impossible.
Behold, I am the handmaiden of the Lord, but it unto me according to thy word.
Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste, into a city of Judah. She entered into the house of Zechariah and saluted. Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. Mary stayed with her for about 3 months and returned to her own town. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on the rise when, as his mother, Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together. She found out to be with child.
Joseph, I've been chosen to carry the child of the Holy Ghost.
Wait, Mary, I don't know what to think. I don't want to make a public example of you. I need some direction from God. I must do as the Lord has instructed me.
It came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus, then emperor of Rome, that all the world should be taxed. Everyone went to be taxed, each of his city, and Joseph went from Galilee to the city of Nazareth into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with his wife, Mary. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should deliver. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Thou be the Son of God. Command the stone that it be made bread.
It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Thou be the Son of God. Cast thyself down from him. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee.
It is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for all that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. If thou therefore will worship me, I shall be thine.
Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve.
Let's remember how Satan tempted Jesus. Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost on his return from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. Tempted of the devil, he ate nothing, and afterward he was hungry. And when the devil had ended all the temptations, he departed from him for a season. Blessed is the man that endureth temptations, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
When Jesus left Judea and departed into Galilee, he went through Samaria, near a parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, being tired from his journey, sat on the well. It was about the sixth hour. Then came a woman from Samaria to draw water.
Give me to drink.
How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest of drink of me, from which I'm a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans.
If thou knew the gift of God, and who is that says to thee, the gift to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water.
Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then how our living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us this well, and drank therefore himself, children, and cattle?
Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be within in him a well of everlasting life.
Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw.
Go call thy husband and come.
I have no husband.
Thou hast said well,
I have no husband. But thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou hast now is not thine husband?
Sir, I have received that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in these mountains, and ye say that Jerusalem is the place that men ought to worship?
Woman, believe me, the hour comes when ye shall neither in this mountain nor at Jerusalem worship the Father. We know what we worship. God is the Spirit, and they must worship him in spirit and truth.
I know that the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things.
I that speaketh unto thee am he.
Come see a man that told me all things that I have never done. Is this not Christ? Come see a man.
I've been sick for 12 long years. I've went from doctor to doctor, and none has did me any good. So I thought, if I could only touch the garment, the hem of your garment, I would be made whole.
Who touched me? Somebody has touched me, for I feel that power has gone out of me.
I've been sick for 12 long years. I went from doctor to doctor, and none has done me any good. So I thought, if I could just touch the hem of your garment, I would be made whole.
Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace.
The chief priests and scribes sought how they might kill Jesus.
What will ye give me if I deliver Christ unto you?
We will give you 30 pieces of silver.
I will deliver Jesus unto you, but you have to wait, and I will let you know when the time is right.
Jesus and his disciples came to an olive grove called Gethsemane. Here, he told them to wait and watch. Jesus went a little further and prayed to his Father, "Not my will, but thy will be done." His disciples slept. When Jesus returned unto them, he said unto them, "Peter, James, and John, ye could not watch for 1 hour?" Jesus said, "Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." After Jesus had prayed 3 times to his Father, he woke his disciples and told them, "He who betrayed him was at hand. Judas came with the soldiers and betrayed Jesus with a kiss."
Thou also was with Jesus of Galilee.
I know not what you say.
This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. Didn't I not see you in the yard?
I do not know the man.
Surely thou art one of them. Even thy speech betrays thee.
And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which before the cock crows, thou shalt deny me thrice. The Sanhedrin brought the divine prisoner to Pilate and asked him to trust the judgment that was being preached and practiced. But before the soldiers enter with Jesus, Claudia talks to her husband about a dream. The crowd shouted, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" The crowd shouted, "Crucify him! Crucify him! Away with him! Crucify him! Crucify him!" The crowd shouted, "His blood be on us and our children." "You're wasting your time, Pilate. They won't come clean. You're in prison in the pages of history, red-handed in your guilt. So you washed your hands instead. What is it that your wife said to you? One does not wash one's hands of such a man. Sooner or later, Pilate, you will have to deal with him." Barabbas was released, and the crowd continued to shout, "Crucify him! Crucify him! Away with him!
Crucify him! Crucify him!
Such a strange dream, Pilate. In my dream, you offer him bread and he refused to eat. You offer him wine and he refused to drink. Then you took a basin of water and he spoke, you can run, but you cannot flee me. You can hide, but you cannot escape me. Sooner or later, you must deal with me, for I am a part of you.
Such a strange dream.
What accusations bring ye against this man?
If you were not a malefactor, we would not deliver him unto thee.
Am I a Jew? Thy own nation and chief priests have delivered to the Jews, but now my kingdom not for hence. Art thou king of Jews?
Thou sayest, I am king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I shall bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice.
Have thou nothing to do with this just man?
Hearest how many things have been witnessed against thee? What is true? I find no fault in him. Speakest thou unto me? Knowest thou not that I have the power to crucify thee, and I have power to release thee? I find no fault in him.
Thou couldest have no power at all against thee, except ye were given me from above. Therefore, he that delivereth me unto thee has the greatest hand.
The crowd shouted, crucify him! Crucify him!
Ye have a custom that I release unto you one of the Passover. Will ye therefore that I release unto you the King of the Jews?
The crowd shouted, crucify him! Crucify him! Away with him! Crucify him! Crucify him!
Shall I crucify your king?
Does not wash hands of such a man. One is not free of such crime.
They sentence him. Not I. I called him king.
It was a taunt. It was a paper triumph over the Jews. As he haunts my dreams, Pilate, he will haunt yours too. You will soon not be free of this man.
I am innocent of the blood of this righteous man.
Then why do you wash your hands? The blood remains.
Barabbas was released and the crowd continued to shout, crucify him! Crucify him! Away with him! Crucify him! Crucify him! And the soldiers platted a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put him in a purple robe and began to salute him. Hail, King of the Jews! And they smote him on the head with a reed and did spit upon him, bowing their knees, worshipped him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple robe from him, put on his own clothes, and led him out to be crucified.
Are there any witnesses who heard this man speak blasphemy? Answer thou nothing. What is it that which these witnesses speak?
He has spoke blasphemy. What further need have we of this witness? Behold, now ye have heard his blasphemy.
He is guilty of death. He saved others. Himself he cannot save.
If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself.
If thou be the Christ, come down. Save yourself and save us.
Do you not fear God, seeing that thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justify, for we receive the due rewards by deeds. But this man hath done nothing wrong. Lord, remember me when thou comest in my kingdom.
Verily I say unto you, you shall be with me in paradise. Father, I command my spirit to you. My God, why hast thou forsaken me?
Let us see whether Elias will come to save him. We just saw Jesus hanging on the cross, taken from judgment hall to judgment hall, and then crucified. Let's look back at the biblical days when God spoke to Abraham about the people in Sodom and Gomorrah. They were utterly evil, wicked people. Abraham just wanted to know if God was going to punish the good with the evil. God was willing to spare the city if he could just find 10 worthy. Now what about you? Will you crucify the Lord today? Will you crucify him today by your lying, your adulterous ways, and the lust for the world? Will you crucify him today? And behold, there was a man named Joseph who begged Pilate for the body of Jesus. Nicodemus, who had previously come to him at night, also came. Behold, Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus came with a mixture of about 75 pounds of myrrh and aloes. Then they took Jesus' body and wrapped it in linen cloth with aromatic spices according to the burial customs of the Jews. They placed his body where no man was ever laid before. A great stone was placed in front of the tomb to keep the body from being stolen. Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women came to the tomb with spices which they had prepared for the body of Jesus. They carried them with their wicker baskets filled with spices and ointments. They approached the tomb sorrowfully, and as they reached the tomb,
"Fear not, for I know you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen just as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay."
All power in heaven and all power in earth is in my hands.
Matthew, the 28th chapter, the 18th through the 20th verses reads, "Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you."